Okay, next item is the patron code of conduct and suspension policy update.
So basically, there were a couple of issues that were kind of outstanding. One was the emotional support animals, and staff has asked to just go ahead and leave it at service animals. Makes enforcement more consistent and easier for everyone, staff and patrons alike. We did find models that allow emotional support animals, but the documentation that those libraries use gets pretty onerous, and staff didn't want to have to deal with that. So we're dropping the request to add anything to do with emotional support animals and just leaving it as service animals only as defined by law, dogs and miniatures. And we are still waiting for our first meeting. On the code of conduct itself, Dick English met with the city attorney, Susan Barasoni, and came up with some alternate language that you have in front of you. The major changes were made to the preamble where it discusses using the library for its intended purpose overall and not just limited to the issue of sleeping. Then the list of behaviors that support this preamble, refrain from sleeping in the library, has been added. I want to let you know that staff and I are all very comfortable with this new language, and I actually feel it's better language, and I want to thank Dick for that. It's actually an example of proving that conflict can lead to positive results. Staff's entirely comfortable interpreting and enforcing the policy and the code the way it's now written. And just as an aside, it's just serendipity that the article from Iowa City that's on page 49 of the packet came across my desk during this past month, and it's the exact same issue that the library board is facing. I think they've laid it out beautifully. So I recommend that you adopt the revised course of conduct as presented.
Before we have any questions from the board, are there any members of the public that would like to speak to this item? Please, you have 3 minutes.
I didn't hear any breaks. You know, there were like six of these staff reports, and I didn't hear any public comment in between. So can I go back and address the financial snapshot?
The item on the floor is this item.
First of all, we have the item now for the patron code of conduct. Would you like to speak to that item?
Well, I didn't hear any time for public comment on the other staff reports, so isn't it true that the public can comment on anything that's on the agenda?
Yeah, at this point, though, we're on this agenda item.
But would
you like to speak to this item, sir, or not?
Well, if I heard correctly, you didn't allow any public comment on the other five staff reports.
Well, after we complete this item, if you would like to speak to it, we can go revisit any of the other items if you'd like to comment. I know you came in a little late, but I'm happy to go back to something if you'd like to speak to it, because it is an agenda item.
Okay.
Thanks. So do you have any comments on the present item, the patron code of conduct? Okay,
yes. My name is Bruce Holloway, and I'm from Boulder Creek. I guess my basic feeling is that I don't think that sleeping is a crime. And I'm afraid that I might doze off when I'm in the library someday. I went to Senator Bonney's talk on Saturday, and he was talking about how he had several books that he was reading at the same time, and usually at the end of the day, when he finally picked one out, he would usually doze off reading a book. Now, the Iowa article, it made an exception for children, because I remember when my kids were up to about 5 years old, they were kind of like body appendages that I took with me whenever they were with me, wherever I went. And I usually had a bag, and I had a change of clothes up until around age five. And in that bag, I think I had a little blanket, so if they ever wanted to just crash on the floor, they could do that. So I see a problem if a patron has a child. Also, I can imagine a situation where suppose you had students, maybe a couple of students, a man and a woman, where the female student wanted to do some research at the library, and she wanted her boyfriend with her to ride the bus on the way home. They don't have a car that he can go take a nap in. He might be tired at the end of the day. He might doze off while she's busy doing her thing. So I'm just a little bit concerned there's going to be selective enforcement that people who look like the people sitting at the table will not be bothered if they fall asleep, but maybe somebody who looks a little scruffier might find out that he's breaking the library rule just by sleeping. I think there's other rules if somebody's drunk, if they smell bad, if they're in the way, In fact, I would even go so far as to say, if someone's snoring, that's a reasonable reason to wake them up and tell them that they're disturbing other patrons. But if someone's just simply dozing off, I don't think that that should be breaking a rule.
Thank you, Mr. Holloway. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to speak to this item? Okay, we'll bring it back to the board. This is for the patron code of conduct and suspension policy update. Are there any questions or comments? Councilmember Reed?
No question, but I just want to echo what Teresa said earlier and thank Dick for his diligence in working with staff and coming up with a better solution. And I'll make a motion that we approve the staff report as this.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Councilmember Reed, second by Councilmember Matthews. To the other comment?
I just wanted to say that I think that there's an overarching expectation and that we trust our staff to make the right decisions for whatever situation comes up. And I think that's sort of unwritten in this policy code, but I think there's so many gray areas in every one of these. I mean, you could take any one of the, I mean, I don't have them in front, but I do. But you can make up a scenario where another one of the codes, I'm looking for the codes here in front of me, but
treat library materials and furniture with care.
Silent cell phones. Well, maybe the cell phone was on vibrate and it vibrated, and then I don't think that the staff is going to descend on this person. I guess I'm just saying that we have to trust the staff to make some good decisions around this, and I think, you know, we just have to have faith that they're going to be doing that. I do. I think that they're going to make good decisions.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay. Seeing none, we'll put to a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Passes unanimously. Okay, that was item F. Oh,